Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. Today I want to quote one of the saints of our church, St. Ignatius of Loyola. And he says, "Love ought to show itself in deeds more than words." Once more, love ought to show itself in deeds more than words. What a very wise statement. When we think about love, and I say, "I love you," I say it in every podcast, you might say to yourself, "Well, Father Rico, if you don't really know me, how can you love me?" Well, friends, we don't necessarily have to know someone intimately to love them. In fact, Jesus calls us to love everyone. So if I'm asked to love a stranger, then it doesn't mean I actually have to have an intimate relationship with them. The decision to love them should be based on the fact that they are a child of God, period. And as a child of God, they deserve my love, whether I know them intimately or not. And so St. Ignatius here, I think in this beautiful phrase that he uses, is not just words, "I love you." I can say that to the cows come home, but if I don't mean it, and if I don't show it, then they're just words. So when he says love ought to be showing itself in deeds, that's where true love is found. And when I think about that, I think about sacrifice, right? You cannot have love without sacrifice. When you love someone, you're willing to do something for them. You're sacrificing your time, perhaps your talent, perhaps your treasure, perhaps your ear. Perhaps it's something that really means a lot to us. We're willing to give to someone. "I'm going to give you this." And you say, "Well, but do you have another one?" "No." "Why are you going to give it to me?" "Well, because I love you." It's making a sacrifice. We are showing them by our deeds. When we think about love of God, "God, I love you. God, I love you." Yeah, easy to say, much harder to show and prove. Okay, if you love me, then are you willing to spend time with me in prayer? "Oh, no, I fall asleep because, you know, I pray the rosary." Wait a second. Is it a sin to fall asleep praying the rosary? No, but if I'm falling asleep praying the rosary, I'm probably praying at it at a time where I'm either not awake or it's too late at night. Maybe I need to shift my prayer time. Or we say we love God, but we don't go to Mass on Sunday. We say we love God, but we don't forgive someone. We say we love God, but we freak out on people when they don't do what we ask them to do. So I can say I love God, but I need to model it. As a priest, I need to be patient with people. Mother Teresa said, "I've never met someone who was too patient." So I can certainly work on that. And the more patient I am, the more I bite my tongue, the more I'm compassionate. These are ways that my deeds, my actions show God that I love him. With respect to a brother and sister in Christ, especially when they don't deserve my love and I show them love, then my deeds are showing God and them that I truly love them. So it can't just be words. St. Ignatius is challenging us today, friends, to really go deeper. And I think this phrase is a powerful one. So I invite each of us, myself included, to ask ourselves the question, how can I show love more clearly in my life? What is an area of my life that I can exhibit love, not by words, but by deeds? How can I also, in my words, exhibit a real love, not just "I love you" for the sake of saying it? How can we be motivated by our humble saint, St. Ignatius, to remind us of that call of the Lord Jesus? Love God with your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Perhaps right now God may be asking us to do something. Perhaps we're putting it off, or perhaps it's just been disclosed to us. Can we as individuals commit ourselves to showing our love for God by doing that thing? Let's pray for one another, that we be motivated, that we listen, and that we be committed to doing that thing. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.